Yeah. Well, I started the show. Can you say something so I can see if you're on there?
Oh. Oh,
I should turn off this song.
You actually started the show?
I started it just now. Yep.
Okay, well, I have something really important that we need to talk about.
Yeah, what's that?
Your health.
Do you have an intro?
Welcome, everybody, to the health episode.
Welcome, everybody, to the health episode.
Of Just Because, and my name is Joe Neal.
My name is Jason Mark.
This is my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother. Stop repeating yourself.
Stop repeating myself.
This is an unhealthy relationship.
This is a very healthy relationship.
And this is an unhealthy show. Welcome to JBC.
Welcome to JBC. Joe. I heard a rumor. Are you there?
Yeah, what's that?
I heard a rumor that you made a bet with the second best Taco Bell manager of the second best Taco Bell in Davenport. Now, you're the first best.
Of the third. Best Taco Bell. That's
and the
right.
second best of the second made a bet with you, I heard, that you, who could go the longest without drinking alcohol? Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who's winning?
Yeah. I won. After 2 days, that motherfucker drank a half gallon of vodka straight and a little bit more.
He's a behemoth.
But I'm kind of on a health kick, and I figure, you know.
Oops.
What?
Are you still there?
What are you whoopsing about?
I unplugged my earphones.
Okay.
You
well,
heard
what
me
I
say
was
whoops.
Saying is I'm kind
this
of on
is hilarious.
I'm on a health kick.
The microphone stayed on, but my headphones turned off. So when you said, what are you whoopsing about? I didn't realize you could hear me because I couldn't hear me. And if people can't, if I can't hear myself, how can other people hear me? That's like a tree in the forest.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
So you haven't drunk in 2 days. I haven't drunk in 3 seconds because I just drank. I'm pretty much, you're going to have to corral the show, Joe.
Okay, well, let me tell you, I haven't had any alcohol in like 2 weeks because I'm on a health kick.
That's disgusting.
The guy that was in a bet with me, he only made it 2 days, and then I think he might not be alive. He's 2 days was way too much, and then he fucking just went ape shit.
Did he go ape shit at work? Because I'm hoping that what he did was ape shitted the second best Taco Bell in Davenport, Iowa. And now you're the second best to have in Davenport in Taco Bell, Iowa.
Woo!
Can I tell you what I've been drinking? Can I tell you?
This is going to be fun.
It's
going to
be real
fun.
Episode. So you know how I like to invent drinks. I don't like to invent drinks like for the sake of anything. I just end up like, I got this and I got that. Let's put them together and see what happens. So I told you about the Strong Island iced tea a few episodes ago. So
yeah, I remember that.
A couple of weeks ago, me and a fam went with another fam to a forest, and we discovered they brought... Have you heard of, like, alcoholic seltzer water? It's seltzer water with alcohol in it, and you can only barely taste the alcohol. It's 5%, and you can only barely taste it. And so what I do is I pour it into wine. I make myself a wine spritzer out of it. Now, wine's already 14% plus the 5. That's 19% alcohol. That's half a shot of whiskey, but in, you know, a pint glass. And so that's what I've been drinking all day. And I don't know what to call it. So I'm going to tell you a story. I don't want you to interject a lot because I like to hear your voice. Excuse me. So, you know, when I told you the Strong Island iced tea story, there's a story about when I was at this place and people made this music and this woman wanted to have sex with me, but the other woman didn't want her to have sex with me, and we were drinking Strong Island iced teas, and so I made a Wrong Island iced tea. Well, this is today's story. Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay,
here we
go. The very first time I ever drank alcohol. No, that's not true. The very first time I ever got drunk on alcohol was off of body shots. Have you ever done body shots, Joe?
I have. It's been a while.
So it was me and three people who were younger than I was, but they were all older than they had to be to make it legal. Anyway, there's three of them and me. One was married, one was a virgin and not dating anyone, and one was dating somebody who she's now married to, and since then they've had a whole bunch of kids. Holy cow. And the one who was a virgin, I ended up living with for a while, and the one who's married, later on she got divorced and I had sexual intercourse with her. But that's beside the point. The point is that...
That's fantastic.
It's fantastic. We were all in this place doing body shots, and I got really, really drunk. And so I was remembering that today as I poured my alcoholic seltzer water into my wine, which, by the way, $3 a bottle, Firebrand Spiced Red Blend. It's cheap and it's delicious. And then the...
That makes the inadequately low alcohol level of the seltzer water a little bit better. You pour it into the wine and there's a little bit more alcohol. And
yeah.
It just sounds like a delightful drink.
It's actually delicious.
Did I miss it? Do you have a name for that?
I'm trying to think of a name. I was thinking, okay, it was going to be called the anti-soldier or the die grunt or something, because 5% alcohol plus 14% alcohol, he's 19, and 19 years old was the average age of the Vietnam person who got shot the most. But then I thought, no, that's stupid. Wow. And then I thought, well, these women, the one that I ended up having sexual intercourse with many years later, we got drunk on plum wine. It was a good time. Her fashion sense is what they call a shabby chic. And you can get all that shit at Hobby Lobby. So instead of body shots, I was going to call this Hobby Lobby shots.
But ooh, I like the ring of that.
Yeah, but I don't
know. It reminds me of a drink that we were talking about, the Jesus Sprite.
Yes. What was that one?
Wasn't that a drink?
That was a drink. What was it?
There's no way I'm going to think of what that is. But when I thought of a spritzer? Or no?
Spritzer.
A sparkling water, and you put it in wine for some reason. Because wine, you know... turning water to wine.
That's really good. Okay,
whatever
Jesus
drink
Spritzer.
We had before that was called a Jesus Sprite, I think this one should be called a Jesus Sprite.
This is going to be called Spritzer. Hobby Lobby. Well, see, and Hobby Lobby says they don't want to pay for women to have, birth control, because they're assholes, and that's a Jesus thing. So maybe, I'll think of it when I'm sober in a couple of days. I got a long weekend. Got to go to a kid's birthday party tomorrow.
I didn't expect this to be the booze episode.
Dude, every freaking episode is the booze episode. You told me that you had a bet with some fucker who told you he wasn't going to drink, and I was like, well, I got to step up, so.
Well, you know what? It's the health episode.
Health.
And alcohol and health go together,
like,
I think.
Like rice and macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Which I did have for dinner today because my son would not eat it.
Well, you know, you're drinking, you're letting off steam. That can be good for you.
Yep.
I'm trying to, like, just eat right and not even drink at all and, like, be one of those, like, douchebag health nuts and, like, see how long I can keep that up. That'll be fun.
So,
and
you
then
know,
you can have drinks for me.
I'll do that. I have been doing that.
Be my drink proxy.
All day long. Because you know my attitude, Joe, Sif, Neil. To alcohol, I think I'm an alcoholic, but I think I would be an alcoholic, but I'm lacking one key ingredient to alcoholism. And you tell me if this is true, because you are the best manager at soon to be the second best Taco Bell in Davenport, Iowa. I don't have any anxiety about alcohol, so it's like I'll wake up, it's 9 in the morning, I'm like, I'm gonna have a drink. Who fucking cares? That's an alcoholic thing, right? But then later in the day, someone says, oh no, we forgot to bring the beer. I don't have any anxiety about it. I'm like, oh shit, nothing like that happens to me. I'm cool. I'm like, whatever, I don't care. And I think if you're an alcoholic, you have to crave it and want it and need it and do things to fuck up your life just to get it. And,
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
And if you have a low level of anxiety about it, low levels of anxiety is a healthy thing.
Yeah.
I'm roping it back to health.
Because that's your job tonight, buddy. Yeah, I don't have any anxiety. So I'll drink at 9 in the morning. I'll drink when I drive. I'll drink when I'm taking care of my kid. I'll drink because it makes masturbation better. But if I can't, I'm still going to jerk off. It's not a big deal.
Well, if you wake up in a ditch one morning naked with a donut on your flaccid penis and you don't have a wife your wife has taken your child, you don't have a job, and you don't have a house, you might be an alcoholic, even if you have a low anxiety level. If you wake up and you're like, no, I'm feeling good. It's okay. I'm going to get this dirty donut off of my dick and find some clothes. But, yeah, I've lost everything. But I, you know what? Not worried about it.
Well, it's not that I'm not worried about the consequences of drinking a lot and the next day waking up with a dirty donut on my dick. I'm more worried about the consequences of waking up with a dirty donut on my dick and then eating it. And if I eat it and I get sick, I'm like, ugh, I'm an alcoholic. I shouldn't eat it. But if I eat it and I don't get sick, it's like, fine. Fuck you, AA.
I've got to, for a montage at some point, isolate. The way that you said dirty donut on my dick is nice.
Yeah.
With a little bit of a slur, because if you're going to say, I got a dirty donut on my dick, it's good to slur it a little
bit. It is. Yeah, dirty donut on my dick.
For the cornfields, everybody.
This is a true story that I want you to talk for a long time, because I've been talking too much. This really happened. My wife and I and her sister and her sister's husband, were they married at that time? Anyway, the four of us were driving to another wedding, and as we were driving, listening to Katy Perry, who at the time I didn't know what she looked like, so I didn't like her. Her songs were just insidious. We were listening to Katy Perry over and over again, over and over. It was that one about the summer and the popsicles and melting shit. Anyway, I don't remember what it was, but they kept my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law kept listening to it over and over and over again. And I hated it. And then at one point, my brother-in-law said, like, there's a pause before the song started singing again. He said, well, if I knew it was going to be this kind of party, I would have stuck my dick in the mashed potatoes. And
yeah.
And I can't remember why I brought that up just now, Joe, but it was relevant about 45 seconds ago.
Well, let me rope it back in. Okay. Sticking your dick in the mashed potatoes, one is healthy. I think it's good for your skin, for your penis skin. Anyway, mashed potatoes.
Good for your penis skin. Why does your penis skin need to be taken care of?
Let's say what?
Why does your penis skin need, like, health? Why does your penis skin need to be taken care of? What is your penis skin doing that you're like, oh, I better medicate?
Well, because it withstands a lot of friction, so it needs to be strong and it needs to be soft.
Strong and soft. Like, what do you mean friction, though? I mean, I'm a fan of coconut oil and vaginas, and those pretty much cover me in terms of the friction department. So I don't know what you're sticking your dick into besides mashed potatoes.
Well, I also want to say there's a Beastie Boys album where that's where I heard that first.
Oh, the mashed potato one?
It's going to be that kind of party. I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes. That's from a Beastie Boys album.
I thought Eddie Murphy said it.
Oh, you know what? Maybe they just sampled Eddie Murphy, and then now you're sampling the Beastie Boys, sampling Eddie Murphy. No, you're just telling a story because somebody said that to you.
Yeah,
and you're
my brother-in-law. Yeah.
So, since we're talking about health, I had some questions for you.
Okay, please.
Will we be graced with a Larco ad today?
Larco heard we were going to do a health episode, and they sent me an ad for their latest health product.
Awesome. All right. Yeah. So we got that.
Yep.
It's a health episode. I don't know if I have any stories about health. We have some guests coming on later. They might have some stories.
Have you ever been to the hospital?
Say what?
Have you ever been in the hospital?
I have. It's been a while. And that's not even really a funny story. My eardrum burst.
Whoa.
And when I was a child, they had to rush me in and they couldn't fix my eardrum through my ear hole, so they had to basically cut my ear off to get in there and repair the shit, and I still have this big scar around my ear where they peeled my ear down.
That's fucked
to
up.
Fix. Yeah. So that's my hospital story.
And you're a musician.
For surgery. Yeah. Apparently I'm a little bit hard of hearing in that ear still. A little bit.
Well, I've been in the hospital I guess, I don't know. Once I went for a proctology exam. Have you ever had one of them?
A proctology exam?
Yeah, actually, it was a colonoscopy. Have you ever had a colonoscopy?
No, I have had a doctor put his finger up my butt and then hum. Well, not hum. He went, mm-hmm. He went, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he pulled his finger out. Yeah. And I was like, what do you think, doc? Is everything okay? And he's like, yeah, you're all right.
So, little tip. I anticipated as I got older that I would have to have a doctor stick a finger up my butt. And so you know what I did? This is the truth. I went and found a tiny female doctor. This is an old woman. She's got really, I'm not joking, Joe. She's got really small hands. And so when she sticks the finger up the butt, it's like I barely even noticed.
You were doctor shopping for like tiny digits?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is the truth. And she's great. I go in about once every 2 years. She goes, oh, how's the butt doing? I'm like, I don't know. Stick your fist up there, doc. Let's see. And she does. And she goes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's, you're fine.
And then you go, so what's your diagnosis? And she goes, no, that wasn't part of the exam. I thought that was just something that we do.
That's just something we do. Yeah.
We're having fun, Jason. Yeah, we've been doing this for 5 years.
Here's your $5.
To do with your exam.
Exactly.
Now give me your balls and talk.
No, she said I'm fine, but I hit an age where I have to have a colonoscopy every once in a while, especially because of my family history. And so I went and got one.
Just start that too, okay. Yeah, so you got a colonoscopy?
Yeah, let me tell you the experience. They were like, it's going to be painful. It's going to suck. No, they knocked my ass out. No pun intended. I was asleep the whole time. I woke, and it was a great sleep. Joe, I don't know if you've been knocked out, but that was some primo shit right there. It's like someone told me, you need to go to a colonoscopy once a day. I'd be like, yes, how about twice?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Colonoscopy, I'm not sure if I'm familiar with this procedure. Isn't that where they, like, blow your colon up like a fucking balloon?
No,
and then they
no.
send a video camera in there to, like, to survey the scene to see
know.
If there's, like, fissures or polyps or... Boy, I really don't have a whole lot of medical expertise.
You do,
Can you
though.
Tell me what a colonoscopy is?
All
it's
I know
not blowing
is,
your entire intestine up like a balloon, is it?
Maybe that's how they used to do it. Maybe they do it. But I was on such good drugs, I didn't give a fuck. They could go back there and play hockey in my ass. I didn't care. They just stuck a camera up there, for all I know, and they showed me the pictures later, and I was thinking, you know, it's a pretty good-looking ass. But, no pun intended.
And you have to clean your ass out, too,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
You have to, like, fast for a little while and then drink a gallon of salt water, and then
that's
your
true.
Ass becomes like a fire hose with salt water coming out of it.
Now, that's true. And here's the thing. Here's the rub. I had to do that. They gave me this gallon jug, just like you said, of this stuff. And, like, they flavor it as if that's going to change the fact that it tastes like shit. And it's like, I think it's because your body needs to know, oh, I'm supposed to shit? Okay, this is what I'm tasting. What I'm supposed to do? Okay, so they gave me this gallon jug, and I did it, and everything got flushed out. I lost like 15 pounds of weight, and then my wife is like, "Hey, some shit just happened. You can't go." I'm like, "All right." So I had to do it again 2 months later. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't that bad. Wasn't that big a deal. I was fine with it. I like shitting. So anyway, yeah. And then I went in, and they said, "Here, drink this," and I said, "Okay," because I'll never say no to that. Command, and then I did, and then I fell asleep, and I woke up, and I went home, and I just laid there.
And they gave you a clean bill of health?
Yeah, they said.
A clean ass of health?
They said, everything's all right. You might think about Metamucil. And I said, okay, I'll think about it. And I've been thinking about it ever since.
So this is good. You're doing what you need to stay healthy.
Yeah. But what I'm telling you is it felt good. Not the whole sticking the hand up the butt thing, Joe, but the whole, like, being knocked out, waking up, and just being at peace. I'm telling you that.
It's good. You just enjoyed the experience.
Yes, and when I got a hernia operation, it was the same thing. I went in. Dude's like, that's a fucked up hernia right there. I was like, yeah, it is. And he said, all right. And he knocked my ass out, and I woke up, and the hernia was gone. And when they called me later, like 3 weeks later, they called me from the hospital to say, hey, we want you to take a survey. How was your experience? And I said, this is literally true, and I'm not making this up and exaggerating in the least. I'd rather have hernia surgery than go to the dentist, because it was fun. It was fun.
Cool. Well, I can look forward to this then, because
yes,
I haven't had this procedure, and I probably need it. I'm not too much younger than you, and I think we do have the same family history of illness, and
mm-hmm.
I need to be careful about that.
Yeah. You do.
And I wouldn't mind getting knocked out and, you know, waking up and having
out.
Everything
yeah.
be okay.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that would be, you know, she'd do it. Do it tomorrow.
Well, you're telling me it's a high, too, right? I mean, you knock you out and wake
high.
Up and you're like, oh, yeah.
It's not a high so much as like, I mean, I say that. I haven't ever been high. You recall that I said that the very first time I ever got inebriated was with three women doing body shots. One of whom I had sex with a couple years later, So you can imagine why I have not had a heroin experience yet, because I'm waiting for three hot chicks who are willing to let me sniff.
Right, that's the dragon that you're chasing.
Yeah, off of their bodies. But
but you're saying when you get knocked out and you wake up, you said you were at peace, and I kind of felt like, well, maybe you wake up and you're all fucked up and, you know, still on drugs, and you're at peace because, you know, because you're intoxicated in some way. The drug that they give you maybe makes you feel good. I don't know.
I think there's a part of your brain that's like, oh, shit, and it just erases that part for a little while. And your oh, shit-ometer is at zero. And you'll give a fuck. Someone comes to you and say, hey, just heard that your leg is gone and your dad killed your mom. Also, Trump's president. And you're like, so? That's what it is. I don't know if I would call that a high, though. I don't know what a high is. So.
Well, you know, alcohol gets you high.
Does it? Is that what I am right now?
Yeah, it's a drug. Come on, if you're fucked up, you're fucked up. Let me tell you.
So I had,
there are different kinds of fucked up, but you know what it's like to be fucked up.
I guess so.
Please.
Yeah. I do like to run. I mean, speaking of health.
Now, see, there's a runner's high.
Yeah, I get runner's high when I stop. It's like, I'm done, and it's like, thank God. Ooh, that feels good. Dopamine. Yeah. Oh, speaking of dopamine, I should take some vitamin B12.
That way you can feel healthy in the morning?
Yeah, but I can't reach
it. See that? Bring it back.
Good job. No, I was... Yeah, I'm with you. I can't reach it. Keep my microphone plugged in. Okay, here we go.
Can you walk us through it? Do you have that button ready? Do you have any buttons?
I got lots of buttons.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, I have special guests.
I pressed the wrong button.
Can you walk us through it?
There we go. Oh, shit. Everything's going wrong. Sorry about that. Not only did I hit the wrong button, I also started playing a video of a really attractive blonde young girl playing the drums to a Tool song. Of course, you couldn't hear it because everything was really loud.
I haven't seen this yet, but actually I've heard of that. Hey, maybe there's if you get drunk enough, you'll completely lose control of the console by the end. And now, I'm not requesting that because that can be a strain. Hey, do you hear that?
No.
Well, maybe it's because I have a good mic now, but the cricket is back.
Oh, nice.
On several episodes, our listener might remember that there was a cricket that was interfering with me. I would have to leave the I would have to leave the show to go and try to kill the cricket. He's back, but if we can't hear him, that's cool.
Kill the cricket. Kill the cricket.
Here, let me do this. You can hear the cricket. Can you hear the cricket now?
I can.
There he is. Yeah. Hi, cricket. Okay, so cricket is my first guest, but I have other guests. Mm-hmm. When should we bring them on?
Well, we're at minute... excuse me, I just took a shot of rum. We're at minute 23.
Mm. Okay.
You have some material to present. I have some material to present. Oh, you want to bring them on so they can hear our material? Bring them on.
Yeah. All right. Hold it together, Jason.
I'm holding it.
Let me see if I can get our guests to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here.
Yeah.
It'll only take a quick text. And then...
to bring them in?
Bring them in.
Can you walk us through it?
Yeah. Wow, the tables have turned. Now, as is the tradition here, when we have guests on, sometimes we have technical difficulties. Sometimes it might be hard to hear the guests. But I think we've got it set up here where we're going to be able to hear everybody. I don't think we even need intro music. I think we'll just bring them in and say hi.
I can play some sort of random intro music.
Do you have Magnum PI?
I do. Here it goes.
I hate to break it to you, but that's not the theme to Magnum PI.
Oh, is this
nor
it?
Nor is it the theme to Ryan. Oh, thank you, Jason. That was delightful. I don't have a guess. Maybe that's the crickets intro music.
So anyway, you sent me things to put on the thing, And for some reason, it's all gone, so I have to redo it. That's why I keep playing music to distract you.
I see. Yeah, I've got – once these guests come in, I don't know if they're even going to come in anymore. Maybe they change their minds.
Fuckers.
Well, once they come in, I wanted to give – I have some gifts for you, which I bring to the show from time to time.
You do,
gifts for you, things that I think that you'll enjoy.
Right. I'm looking forward to it.
But that's going to be a surprise.
Surprise.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, look. I see my guests walking through the door.
Really?
Can you walk us through?
I'm going to put my Yeti on room.
Do it.
And then you tell me if you can hear me. Hey, you got Magnum PI?
All right. You ready?
Come on over here and have a seat, Ryan.
No, I don't have it anymore. Because I had to replace everything. Go, Joe. I had to replace everything with the stuff you sent me to play. I don't want to.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. We don't need no stinking intro music.
That's their intro music.
Okay.
Or I could. No. I could. You know what I can do? What? Okay. I know who's coming on. If you combine these two people into one person, first question, would you still have sex with it? Second question, what song or band best represent them? I'll find it on YouTube and I'll play it whether you like it or not. And if you don't give me one, Joe, I'll choose my own. So you better pony up.
If Ryan and Laura were one person combined, I might still have sex with it.
Yeah.
Because it is part Laura.
Yeah.
Having sex with Ryan is something I'd have to emotionally bolster myself for.
Well, he's got that voice.
I don't know.
He's got that voice.
I feel good about it afterwards. If it's a half Laura, I could maybe work through this shit. So we're going to have intro music, a combined intro music.
Yeah.
Chosen by you, Jason.
Yeah. Who are they?
You think of both Ryan and Laura mutated into one frightening beast.
Yeah.
What would you... Because that's basically Laura with a red beard. And that only eats grilled cheese sandwiches.
This is what I think of. This is what I think of.
That's what I'm thinking in my head. It's like a long, like balding, blonde haired, facial man, and unfortunately, with boobs. Yeah. So Hulk Hogan.
Welcome to JBC, everybody. Our total mutant that looks like Hulk Hogan, the Ryan and Laura creature from below.
Hi, y'all.
Okay, hello. Say hi again, guys.
Hey, hey.
So, can I ask Laura and Ryan a question?
Of course.
Okay, I forgot what I was going to ask. So, Joe apparently isn't drinking alcohol. Are you guys drinking alcohol?
Yeah, and I feel kind of guilty about it, but
don't feel guilty. He's older than you. He's suffered, or he's suffering the consequences of his.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but Jason's been drinking a little bit,
a lot.
What have you been drinking here, Ryan? The Timeless Classic.
We are going with the B-minus.
The Bud Light. Yeah.
I never heard it called that before.
You've been on the show. Do not bang the table with your elbows.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, bang it with your nose.
Okay, and what are you drinking there, honey?
I am drinking a peach and something else infused vodka with soda water.
Okay. Ooh, now, hey. Jason, can you hear Laura?
I can hear her.
All right. Okay.
Can you hear Ryan? Say something, Ryan.
How you doing, man?
I pretty much can hear Orion no matter where he is at all times. His voice penetrates the ether.
Yeah,
he
carries with
it. The other day I was at the grocery store and I heard this voice say, "Come on, baby, just the tip." And I was like, "Yeah, let's do this, whatever." And then I realized I was hearing Orion way over there in Davenport. Yeah.
So, Jason, can I ask you a question?
You sure is your underground...
He's really struggling.
Yeah.
Choice. Oh, I didn't want to say hell, but you sure as hell can. LP.
All right, here comes that question. Hit it, babe.
So, what are you drinking?
What am I not drinking?
Some sort of craft beer?
No.
Belching
Beaver. That sounds like my sophomore year of college. No, I am drinking... first, so I told Joe, but I added alcoholic seltzer water to red wine. but that's all gone. So now I'm drinking Sailor Jerry spiced rum and water. Yeah.
Mm. From the bottle?
From the bottle. Well, I put it into my pint glass. So.
Oh, okay. Oh. Put it in very, very dignified.
Just straight? No mixer?
I'm the mixer, baby.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's mixing it with his bloodstream.
Bear back on that drink.
Now, right. I've always wondered this. What does neat mean? Like, when you have a drink neat, does that mean there's nothing in it? But is there something with they do the alcohol to make it neat? I mean, how does that work?
With Jason, it just means that he's combed his hair.
Yeah, aww. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a drink neat. And that, yeah, that just means that he's taking a shower. Yeah. He has a button-up shirt on. And he's combed his hair.
Yeah.
Does anybody really know what neat means? We call that
the Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah, the Palm Springs. Just booze on ice.
Just booze on ice.
Fuck. Or is that on the rocks?
Not on ice. I think neat means...
No ice.
Nothing. It means like...
It's like room temperature.
Room temperature.
Yeah, like one serving.
That's a hardcore drinker right there when you're just drinking like room temperature freaking
just straight booze, but out of a glass.
Well, let me ask you this question. Out of a glass. What if it's not room temperature, but it's body temperature because it's been in somebody's armpit for a few minutes?
Body shots.
Is that neat? Or is that...
I think if you butt drink it, like if you pour a neat glass of booze and then you just dump it down your asshole, that's neato.
That's...
We call that tampooning in the hospital.
We call it butt chugging.
We had a nice string of high school people, females. Yeah. I hope not males, but it's possible.
Urban legends come to life.
It's not urban legend. I've seen it.
That's what
firsthand.
I've said.
Come to life. Dipping tampons in alcohol and then sticking up the old, you know.
Tampooning.
Homemade pocket.
People die this way.
And then going to class and just being completely wasted.
Hey, you know
Pauline
what?
Pauline also told us how Elvis helped her figure out where the aliens were. Just saying. You know. Veracity on that story. I'm a little skeptical.
What story is that?
Your tampooning story. That is ridiculous. I apologize. I don't want to challenge you now that we're on the air. Yes, it is absurd on every level.
Damn, I'm slow. Absurd. But no, this is not absurd. And I think, look, kids in college, I've probably brought this up on the show before. If you butt chug, it's not good for your health. In fact, it could be fatal. And I think tampooning... I think people have died from tampooning, too. Not any of Laura's friends. They made it somehow.
No, I've seen it in the hospital. They've come into the hospital, like, on the adolescent unit. They're freaking high schoolers. And they're there for...
I think this is, like, rehab. One of these nurses' legends that starts. It's like, true. It's just one of those things that, like, happens. And they... I think this is, like... It's everybody has that legend, you know, in their industry, and they talk about it. I had a buddy who was like a sergeant in the Air Force, and he swears to me like that, like certain conspiracies are real, and that they brought him and his unit into a room and told them about these deep dark secrets and explained them to him, and he believes them so intensely. Because he believes he's been told these things, even though it's just like it's soldier gossip that he's internalized at this point.
Been watching a lot of Ancient Aliens lately.
No, yes. If I was, I may be conditioned to believe that tampooning is as real as whatever that like.
Well, I coined the term tampooning.
What was it like? They were saying that like teenagers were getting high off of like shit juice, like they were like feeling like. They were like fermenting shit in balloons and then like inhaling the vapors and they were getting high off it. And
it's a different kind of
San Jose Sheriff's Office actually put out a warning on this. This is 10 years ago because it's ridiculous nonsense that all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, this happened. Something crazy happened. I'm sorry. I'm being terrible.
There was a terrible to Pauline.
I'm being terrible to Pauline.
No, well, what I'm saying is. I was talking about butt drinking where you just dump booze
nobody
down your butt.
Nobody does that either. But nobody does that.
Yes, they do. I need to believe it.
Like, no, why? Colonic? Why?
Well, yeah, but that's one type of butt drinking. And then Ryan brought up the fact that you, like, ferment
you
shit.
Can't actually,
that's a different
first
kind
of butt. You
can't
actually chug, by the way. You can't, like, you don't have the gastric ability to suck in through your asshole liquid.
Speak for yourself there, fella.
I disagree. Look,
well,
I got
a talented fellow. That by the way, this is all about health. So that's an interesting.
Well, see, Laura used to be a nurse. She's now the manager of a slaughterhouse, but she was a nurse for many years.
Yeah.
And yeah, she has a bunch of crazy stories. Ryan chooses not to believe them. I must believe them. I think they're great. Tampooning is a great story.
I would believe the tampooning story if she told it that it came from coworkers at the slaughterhouse more than the nurse's station, to be honest.
Well, I told
that I buy. That's what I buy.
It's a stressful job, and you gotta go home.
Yeah, exactly. It's like fuck that. I'm on my fee for 8 hours. Tampooning, you know?
What about tampooning the cows?
You're killing and cutting animals all day. I mean, no. Shit, you gotta be drunk.
No, this is what you do. You tampoon the cow before you cut its head off and bleed it to death. You just, you know, stick up great big old, like, I don't know, Oscar, a thing that's really big with alcohol on it, and you stick it up the old...
Because it's humane.
It's humane. You go to the cow and you're like,
I'm... summer with the watermelon, you know? Just let it marinate in there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then if it happens to have a blowout, you just catch it in a balloon, give it some kids, say, hey, kids, sniff this, you little fuckers. And they're fine.
You know what? I hate to change the subject. Actually, I'm going to rather enjoy it. So I've got... I want everybody to hear this. I've got some gifts for you, Jason. I want you to try them out. Just one by one.
Okay, here we go. Let's do this.
We've got buttons. Name them.
You want me to name them?
Yeah, okay. What is the first button called?
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
You're going to make him name it before
he
hears it?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I like it.
You want me to do it again?
Turn it up.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay.
Who said that?
So you can use that. You can use any of these buttons, of course, whenever you want. You're good at the buttons.
Are you fucking
kidding
me?
Let's hear the next one. What's the next one called?
Don't fuck them. Oh, I know what this is going to...
Don't fuck them.
Yeah, that's
let's
hear that again. I just love it.
Don't fuck them.
Here's what I want from everybody. I want you to say something such that when I press that, it's appropriate. Okay, I want Ryan to go first. Say something, and then I'm going to press the button, and it's appropriate. Okay, go.
I'll be seeing my mother and
Don't
her boyfriend a little bit later.
Don't fuck them.
All right, good. Laura?
Okay. Can I try?
Yeah, Joe, go.
Okay. You know, there's one thing about Nazis.
Don't fuck them.
Right.
All right. You got one, man? All right, LP.
I went on a camping trip, and in my camping bag I packed... Don't fuck them.
You wait, really?
That's not very good.
I want another shot.
Okay, Ryan wants a shot.
Okay.
Well, here, let's try another another button. Give us another one.
This one's called hot dog squeal.
Okay. 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 I want to hear that one again.
You do.
Wow.
Okay, now that's hot dog squeal, but then I got another one that's a little more brief if you want to use it, just called the hot dog.
It's just called the hot dog? Okay, where's my... Here we go.
Yeah.
You know what a hot dog is?
Yeah, let me explain. A hot dog is when you burp and fart at the same time.
Impossible.
Yeah, well, this is what it sounds like. Do it one more time. Okay.
Don't fuck them. Okay.
All right, let's have another button.
This one's JBC Unhinged.
You fucking idiot.
No, that's not a button.
Sorry.
Don't hit the button. Don't hit that one.
I didn't hit it. Okay.
Shiny red button.
Here, how about, yes.
That kills Joe forever.
That's for later. How about you try Stop It, Jason?
Oh, shit. Where'd it go?
Did you find it?
Here it is.
God damn it, Jason. Stop it!
You asshole.
Here, turn that one up, please.
Yeah, I need to turn that one up. How do I turn it up? How about this button? Okay.
God damn it, Jason. Stop it!
I hope you use that one a lot. I really like it.
I will, yeah.
You need to give that to your wife.
Okay, this one's called Yes.
Yes! Yes!
That sounds like my dad.
It's you.
Yes!
I said that? Why did I say that?
Wow, that was great intonation there. Wow.
There we go.
That did sound like your dad.
Yes!
Fuck you, Joey.
Anyway, so there's your new buttons.
I am Joe. You've given me so many buttons.
Black little fuckhole.
I just love it.
Which is up?
Dang-a-lang sound. Oh my
god. That's an LP sound. Button.
Yeah.
JBC, motherfucker.
Hey, speaking of shacks, can I just real quick tell an anecdote?
Anecdote?
Yeah, here I was go. On I was on Instagram the other day, and you know I follow Shags on Instagram, and she had a post, and I showed it to my wife and said, "Hey, wife, this is Shags," and she's like, "I was like, seriously?" She's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Why?" She's like, "She's pretty." I'm like, "No, it's she's also funny as hell, really smart, and a great mom. So why don't you just take that to the bank?" And she's like, "Okay, I'm going to the bank right now." And now we're rich.
Nice.
But your wife gave you like a Marge grunt.
A little bit, yeah.
She saw Shags?
Yeah, yeah. Because she's a cat.
She's great enough to make you want to hate her, but you can't.
No, you can't. That's a serious truth. Like, the first time my wife and Shags did together, fuck, we're done. Because she's going to be like, all right, I'm divorcing your ass and marrying this woman right here because it's legal now, so fuck off. Yeah. Me and Sean will just...
Divorce has been legal for quite some time.
That's true. Good point, Ryan. That was hilarious, dude.
Well... You know what? Here, why don't you practice one of your buttons? You know, the thing about having sex with women that you're not married to.
Yeah, you know what?
Don't fuck them.
That's right.
Nice.
That's right.
Good job.
Except if you're both single and it was body shots. And anyway, hey, Joe. Sorry. Where did Hey Joe go? Shoot. Lost that button. I had a Hey Joe button. Why am I sober all of a sudden? That's stupid. We're at minute 41. I have a thing that I need to do because we need to pay for this. Do you have a thing that you need to do to pay for this as well?
Yeah, we've got things that we need to do to pay for this goddamn podcast.
Oh, no, that's why we were invited on, wasn't it?
That's right, just to listen to us and make us feel
good. Yeah, just to listen to this shit. We're going to be sold off. It's terrible.
No, you know what? After an ad, we'll hear some anecdotes from our guests. And then
I
want
to hear some health anecdotes. I want to hear what Ryan does to stay healthy. But don't tell me now.
Yeah, well, maybe we could talk about his diet, because that fucking cracks me up.
All right, let's do that.
I can't believe you're alive.
But, so that's a teaser. Let's hear Larko.
Y'all want to hear Larko? All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Should I turn off the guitar music to hear Larko? Mm-hmm. Okay,
walk us through it?
Yeah, let me take this shot of Sailor Jerry first.
That's a good idea.
It's good stuff. Okay. Here we go. Vitamins. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vitamins. We need vitamins to stay alive. Literally. You will literally die if you don't take your vitamins. But you gotta, what, pop pills every day? With your Citramax and your VitaFusion and your Optimen and your Zarbies? Yeah. They got one called Zarbies. Can you believe that crap? And it's a real pain in the ass, isn't it? Hauling your ass out of bed, dragging your ass into the bathroom, shoving an assload of pills down your gob just so you don't cancer the toenail. What someone should do is make one pill that you can take once, and it's got you covered in the vitamin department for the rest of your life. Now, that would be a huge pill, wouldn't it? Well, guess what? Larko went and invented a pill like that, and yeah, it's a motherfucking gigantic pill. Introducing the mega-huge gargantuan behemoth Kraken-sized Leviathan-esque colossal once-in-a-lifetime multivitamin plus iron. Look at the size of this thing. Absolute unit. Go ahead. Kick the tires if you want. Give it a smack on the roof. This bad boy can fit so much fucking nutrition in it. And it comes in cherry, too. Think of that. The MHBK-sized Lesk C1-LM plus iron has all the vitamins in it. Vitamin A for your eyes. Vitamin B for your gut. Vitamin C for your nose, vitamin D for your skin, vitamin E for the skin you want to get in, vitamin F if the skin you want to get in lets you give it a spin and you're down to win, vitamins G and H, which no one's heard of, but Larko put them in there anyway, vitamin J is a joke, but did it put that in there too, and vitamin K, do not get me started on vitamin K. The amount of arugula I've staffed down my craw just to get my K, it's an alcoholic thing, forget about it, I'm just saying. Say goodbye to fucking arugula. And minerals? Does the MHGBK size LSC 1-LM plus iron have minerals? Let me put it this way. Do not try to carry one of these through an airport security. All the minerals. All of them. Calcium, phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, sodium, chloride, magnesium, zinc, copper, manganese, iodine, selenium, molybdenum, chromium, fluoride, trace amounts of gold, silver, plutonium, adamantium, mithril, kryptonite, azurite, dilithium, and you know, it's plus iron, too. How bad is this bad boy? Here's what Larco did. They tossed the MHGBK size LSC1-LM plus iron into a free-for-all cage match with Liam Neeson, Chuck Norris, Vin Diesel, a hologram of Bruce Lee, and a hamper stuffed with Andre the Giant's unwashed wrestling singlets. And guess who won? That's right, Liam Neeson won. The man's got a very particular set of skills. He just went and took a huge bite out of the MHGBK size LSC1-LM plus iron and proceeded to punch everyone else in the face. It wasn't even close. In fact, Larco had to give back the pay-per-view money. It was over so quick. But so what? Worth it. Time to get healthy, chump. Time to throw out all them bottles and bags and tin cans and wicker baskets full of pills. Time to say goodbye to green leafy vegetables and the ones that aren't so green and or leafy, too. Time to rent yourself a U-Haul and a forklift, go on down to your local GNC, and get yourself one of Larco's mega-huge gargantuan behemoth kraken-sized leviathan-esque colossal once-in-a-lifetime multivitamins plus irons. You'll know it when you see it. It's the one that a midget could hook up with a motor and four wheels and literally drive. And, like I said, it comes in cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Now, question. Does it come as a suppository?
Yes.
I thought that's what it was.
Yes.
And I gotta be honest, it was way better when it also was plus iron and ephedra, you know. Set that extra kick. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. This stuff
especially at the size of the gargantuan kraken.
Yeah,
kraken. That was like, you know, you take one of those before college final, you know, you're up 5 days, 6 days later. You know, good stories, good stories.
Yeah. I actually,
and if it's a suppository, you get to stuff it in your kraken. Anyway, moving on.
I know a guy who took a one of these. He actually imbibed an MHGBK size LSC 1-LM plus iron before a test. You know what happened? Not only did he pass it, he's now the dean.
That's how good this shit is.
That's how good this shit is.
Damn. All
right, so let's talk a little bit about Ryan's diet.
Yeah, Ryan.
He's a healthy man.
Goodness.
He's a healthy man. So,
well, first, real quick, I want to know what your son's diet is.
My son?
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese.
Anything else?
Nope.
Yeah.
All right, that's Ryan's diet. Yeah. All right, moving on to the next story. No, it's just that Ryan's diet is rather limited. He has the, you know, toddler-esque.
We call it child palate, actually.
Child palate.
Yeah. Child palate.
Let's hear the entire menu.
Well, it's not quite limited, but it's most beef, provided it's not on the bone, will not eat food on the bone.
Fucking disgusting.
Most foods can't be mixed in any heavy way. They have to be separated. So I will eat quite a few different vegetables, but won't eat them mixed with other things. Or
I've never seen
a salad or anything like that. But
just a straight up head of broccoli, just shoved in your face.
No sauces. Condiments are limited to like ketchup.
Uh-huh.
The seasonings are usually salt and pepper. And I prepare almost all my own food. And if I'm eating out, if you see me eating anything other than a cheesesteak or a cheeseburger, excuse me, we're not back east. it's just going to be a steak. That's it. I won't eat anything else out at all.
We go to a Mexican restaurant and
I get a cheeseburger.
Yeah, or he just pouts.
Yeah. I don't.
He doesn't.
I'm
pout.
A grown man.
He'll be like, I guess I'll eat a fucking quesadilla. Ugh.
I have seen you eat a quesadilla.
Yeah, I've seen
at
him
a
eat
restaurant.
A quesadilla.
French
but
fries.
If they've got a burger,
cheese
that's
and bread though, so it still falls under the entire child palate.
Wait a minute.
And surprisingly, I was single until my late 30s. If you can
wait
believe
a minute.
That one.
I'm real confused here, and I want to ask a question. I'm pretty sure the quesadilla was invented one day when an abuela. That's Spanish for grandma, was told, hey, some people don't like Spanish Mexican food. And she's like, what the fuck, really? It's refried fucking beans. You want something they'll eat? Here. Boom, boom, boom. Quesadilla, bitch. Eat it.
Done.
And you're telling me you'll deign to eat a quesadilla? It's the most basic, like, it's a tortilla and cheese and fuck off. Really? That's a problem?
I think he kind of likes it, but you know what? You just brought up something. Ryan, would you eat refried beans?
No way.
No.
No beans.
If you put me on an island and said you're going to have one food for the rest of your life, I would have refried beans because two words.
Me too.
It tastes good and it makes other people go away, which is all I want. All
right. Here's a little game. So we know how limited he's got the child palate, right?
Yeah.
So let's each come up with a food that would be so far away from the child's palate. Now here's the thing. You've really got a good one. You've got a good dish. If right now sitting next to me Ryan barfs on his lap.
Yeah.
Now you've got an even better one if he barfs projectile barfs onto my shoulder. So beyond his lap to my shoulder. Now
this is a terrible game.
No,
this
wait, is a now, good game. Now you win. Because my wife is sitting on the other side of me, so rather far away from Ryan. Now you win if Ryan barfs on my wife's tits across the table.
I've got one.
Wow.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to point out that Jason is the only one that wins in any of these games.
That's
true.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wins really. Actually,
he's gonna win.
For what it's worth. Remember, I can hear Ryan's voice at all times. The other day, I was getting busy with my wife, and I heard him say, "Oh yeah, that's the sauce." And I was like, "It's gone,
okay,
baby."
We're gonna have to make that button, by the way.
And he's in a different state.
Busy with my wife.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, but I know something Ryan would never eat. Y'all, Joe, Laura, P, do you remember that time we went to that place and we had that thing and it had a chicken in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't talk about. He wouldn't eat that, would he?
The Bloody Mary with an entire chicken in it.
Yeah.
What was that thing called? It was like the ultimate Bloody Mary or like,
Oh my God, she's going to look it up now on her phone.
Yeah.
But that was a wonderful morning. But hey, actually, Ryan wanted to make this button. I think it's a good idea. Here, can you do that again, Ryan? Here, let's give him some space.
So your wife can listen to it later.
You said you could hear Ryan say, "Oh yeah, that's the sauce."
That's what he said. He said, "Oh yeah, that's the sauce." So can we get Ryan to say that?
Yeah, here it comes.
"Oh yeah, that's the sauce."
See, that's insidious because I lost my erection but came anyway. So figure that the fuck out.
Wow. All right, so let's see if we can make Brian barf with adult food just by mentioning it.
Who's going first?
Go for it, Jason.
Well, I mentioned the Bloody Mary with a chicken in it. It was pretty greasy. I liked it.
I think he just puked in his mouth, but
didn't
that doesn't
watch
count.
Us eat
nah.
that?
I think it did.
Yeah.
All
right, so that's your try. What would you say, Laura, if you were going to cook something for Ryan to make a barf?
How about I take one of your favorite foods and just fuck it up? So let's do a gourmet Angus Kobe beef burger with a big fried egg on top with fried onions and avocados.
What are you doing?
And
refried beans and Aretha Franklin beef. And
stop.
Call it the Mexi burger.
We're friends. This is not okay.
He's angry. He's legitimately angry.
I just want to go with something just straight, a normal thing that is just maybe an adult thing.
Yeah.
Rice.
Would you eat rice? Rice?
White rice.
White rice.
Generic salt?
No,
he is not down with the brown. But salt. All right, how about veggie lasagna?
It's mixed up.
He might eat it.
It's all mixed up.
Okay. Wait, that's too much mixed up. What about meatloaf?
I don't eat meatloaf.
What? It's all beef.
But except for the parts that aren't, yeah.
It's all mixed up and stuff. How about chicken cordon bleu?
Pheasant under glass.
How about chicken who blew got in
there? Did you hear that?
No, what'd he say? Yeah, you don't like meat on the bone, do you? Is that a gay thing? I don't know.
No so, wings, no nothing.
What
no
if I
wings.
Made, like, wonderful ribs and then picked the rib meat off of it and put it on a plate?
Well, I don't eat pork, so...
What the...
No, cow ribs, but she picked the meat off and then she put it in a grilled cheese with some arugula. You're conflicting, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's looking a little queasy, but
breaking all the rules.
So, but well, Brian drinks, right? He drinks alcohol. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's his out.
Only Bud Light, though, right?
Yep.
Nothing else.
Nope.
Bud Light, that's it. That's the only alcohol.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, hold on. I want to know what the, like, worst food that you've ever had is. That you were, like, forced to eat.
Yeah, we're just going to ask him, what is the goddamn worst thing ever?
Yeah.
For Ryan. We'll probably love it.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's breakfast casserole that had a heavy amount of mayonnaise in it, which I can't stand, but, like, I tried to eat it, and, like, I took two bites, and, like, I turned and almost vomited, and my good friend, who was sitting right next to me at the time, is laughing hysterically, because I'm trying to not do it in front of her, because it was early when we were dating, and...
What a good boyfriend, you tried it.
Needless to say, she has not tried to make me eat it, so...
Can you just tell us the ingredients other than the mayonnaise? I know that was the real traumatizing piece, but...
There was mayonnaise, it didn't matter.
Who the fuck puts mayonnaise in a breakfast casserole?
Yeah, Ryan, can I suggest something? You should ask her to marry you, and then when she says yes, marry her, and then divorce her ass. What the fuck? You don't put mayonnaise in a goddamn breakfast casserole?
I don't even know if it was mayonnaise. It doesn't matter. Whatever it was, as soon as I put it in my mouth, there was, like, a reaction that, it took everything to swallow it, so I didn't throw up.
Yeah. Wow.
Did she know about your diet at that time?
She did, but it was one of those, like, oh, I don't really believe it until it's an end.
And she doesn't really cook, so it's a big deal that there was even a breakfast casserole to be had.
That's true.
Well, tell you, Ryan's got a lot of range when it comes to candy bars.
Oh, okay. That's healthy.
He was just talking about, he's talking about eating a Nutrageous, which is my favorite. That's my favorite name for a candy bar ever.
Every candy bar for me is Nutrageous. I don't care what the fuck it is. I'm going to call it Nutrageous.
All right, so let's pay for this thing.
Yeah, we got 4 minutes
we're
left.
Get an anecdote from my wife, I think. Because,
oh, good. I'm
she's
looking
familiar
for
with my medical issues. And
yeah,
she's had to deal with that for many years.
I have two good stories.
Oh, oh my
so
goodness!
Looking for it. Yeah. We're going over today.
All right, so this ad.
Yeah.
It's for a product. It's sexual health, and you don't need to do the intro for the ad.
Okay.
You can just hit that ad for us. Here we go.
What is it though called?
It's for penises. I'm not an actor. My penis, however, is an actor. It's a real penis, but it also plays one on TV. Today, my penis and I will be talking about Viagra. You see, the folks at Viagra have asked me to give their product a try, timing the dosage so that I would be experiencing the effects of the medication as I record this advertisement. And let me tell you, you could fling a quarter off of this boner and it would stick into the ceiling. This raging penis looks like a bodybuilder's forearm and fist clutching a grapefruit.
Oh my God.
I'm not pitching a tent right now as much as I'm ripping a tent in half. Chubby is an understatement. I'd sooner call an immobile 500-pound man chubby. If I repeatedly slammed this erection in a car door, only the car itself would suffer damage. You might ask, okay, so Viagra will make my penis rock hard, but for how long? Well, I took some Viagra last night, and after 4 hours of quality time with your mother, she was screaming for less.
Oh, my...
You might then ask, okay, so Viagra will allow me to sustain an aggressive boner for hours on end, but will the quality of my orgasms be improved? Well, let me just respond by ejaculating. Side effects of Viagra may include dizziness, headaches, mild nausea, sleep disturbance, mood disturbance, general disturbance, continuous fucking, high decibel flatulence, Tourette's syndrome, mismatched socks and shoes, dry skin, hot flashes, ironic enjoyment of bad movies, runny nose, spontaneous tap dancing, flipper babies, spiritual awakening, anal seepage, bleeding eyes, bleeding balls, and bleeding eyeballs. Ask your doctor and his penis about Viagra today.
Don't fuck them.
Viagra is awesome.
I like the screaming at the end. That was like, sounded painful.
Well, the shit really works.
You know what's great about that whole thing is you can't hear the cricket in the background, but I can, and it's awesome.
God damn.
It's almost like the cricket has a cricket boner, and he's rubbing his little cricket legs on his cricket boner and making a cricket sound.
With cricket Viagra.
Well, Viagra. You know, if we grind it up into a powder and mix it with water and put it on our plants, that it might, like, help them really beef up and just have real stiff stems, you know? So maybe the stems. Cricket got into that?
The cricket was, the cricket was eating the Viagra off of the plants.
That makes sense. He does.
Get some good turgid plants.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
I will say there have been a bunch of birds and bees around.
Yeah.
Birds and bees.
It's looking for the strong stamen.
Yes. I don't know if I want to hear that cricket. Oh, that's going to be a little disturbing.
That cricket is making a visually obvious signature on the Audacity like audio. Like, I can see him. I can hear him.
But he's been on the show many times.
Yes.
He's just a return guest. We got three guests this evening.
So speaking
honey,
of guests,
did you have
do that. Laura has some anecdotes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how fun or funny they are, but should I tell the the hospital story first? It's a little more disturbing, or should I tell your story first?
Just go for it, honey. I'm not even sure what you're referring to.
Okay. So have any of you ever had food poisoning?
No.
You've never had food poisoning?
Mm-mm. Not for breakfast.
Somebody goes to establishments where people wash their hands. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah. So my husband and I were dating at the time, and we thought we'd, you know, go to a really cute, quaint little breakfast place. You know, kind of like a Greasy Spoon type place. I think we'd actually been there a couple times before and had, like, you know, pretty good Greasy Spoon breakfast, you know? So we went there one time. I think you got a burger, Ryan food, and I think I got an omelet. So everything's fine and dandy. We're dating and having brunch together and making eyes, and it's super cute. And we go back to his condo at the time. You know, let's watch some TV. I don't know, maybe some Ancient Aliens or something. you know. So we're sitting on the couch, and I start hearing this kind of weird rumbling from Joey. And I look over, and his face looks like someone had just punched him in the dick. Like, just very concerned and in pain, and something was wrong. Something was wrong. I should start this story by saying his condo had one bathroom. That's so he kind of scampers off in some weird, like, kind of like cowboy, bow-legged scamper.
It was more like a river dance.
River dance, yeah, clutching his stomach. He was in there for quite a while. In the meantime, I'm, you know, trying to learn about how aliens built the pyramids, and I start feeling some, you know, sharp pains in my stomach. I'm like, oh no, this isn't good. Joey's in the bathroom. I'm worried. You know, we've never farted or pooped in front of each other ever.
And suddenly she's got a diarrhea in my sink.
I was worried, to say the least. I was scared. I'm thinking, like, all right, where's the closest bathroom? Can I run to a 7-Eleven and just totally destroy the place? Like, straight up E.T., there's going to be tents, people in suits are going to be there, like, it's going to be bad. So Joey walks out, tears on his face, crying, sits down on the couch and starts screaming that he needs to go to the emergency room.
Tears down my face and butt tears down my butt cheeks.
Oh, it was bad. I think you changed your pants maybe 3 or 4 times that evening. I happened to run to the bathroom, and the movie Exorcist came out of my ass. Like, it was bad. It was real bad. So, you know, we're standing at the door just waiting for that person to be done so the next person can run in and...
tag team.
Release their soul into the toilet. Worst smell I've ever smelled in my life. I don't know who it was. Well, it was the both of us. But
we were
was
falling in love.
Terrible. Terrible. And I do want to say men are freaking babies, and they either never want to go to the emergency room, or if it's nothing, they want to go to the emergency room. So Joey's crying. At this point, I know it's food poisoning, but he's like...
In my defense, I'm pretty sure I was going to fucking die.
It was pretty bad. But, you know, I was experiencing the same thing, and you're, like, crying. I was pretty close to crying, but...
Yeah, she handled it way better than I did.
He's screaming, rocking around on the floor. Well, screaming's exaggerating, but...
I was like, I can't handle this. I don't think... Oh, no. This is really bad. Can you take me into the emergency room? Oh, my God, I have to go to the emergency room. She was having the exact same experience, except she was like, my gut is a little uncomfortable. I think I need to shit again.
And I'm still trying to be, like, cool. You know, we're dating, and I don't want to bring up the fact that, you know, I just had horrible, horrible diarrhea in front of my new boyfriend. So, you know, trying to play it off.
I think this lit a fire under both of you to realize the true American dream, which is more than one bathroom.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, really, that...
Yeah, it was the
You can
impetus.
Look at that. That was... I mean, I know you went and already had your master's and whatever, but, like, if you really want to talk about where you said, this is it. We're going to work hard in my career because I got to advance. You're like, I need two bathrooms because I'm never going through that shit again.
You know you've made it in life when you both can poop at the same time.
Yeah.
That's why I decided to become a manager of a Taco Bell at that point, because then I knew we could go get a house.
Yeah.
And she was she was working at the slaughterhouse, and we're like, let's get a house with two bathrooms so the next time we get food poisoning, we don't have to mix the stench of both of our disgusting asses. Smell that.
I will say you didn't. I think you missed an important lesson there, though, since you're a manager at Taco Bell and food poisoning. So, but I'll leave that to others to decide.
I think that's when he really decided he wanted to be a manager at Taco Bell.
Well, I know.
To pass that experience on to others.
The living he provides you guys and the free burritos is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's not steaks. Or cow tongue, or whatever that E. coli spilled meat that you brought last week home. But, you know,
Hey, real quick, can I just say something in the spirit of total sobriety? Y'all know who Garrison Keillor is. Apparently he raped somebody, but let's put that to the side.
What?
Apparently, I don't know, it's a thing, but listen, we all know what his stories are like. Here's what I want to have happen. I want Garrison Keillor to write that story about, you know, you two. And I want Ryan to read that story. And then we will all win Academy Awards. I don't give a fuck what media we use. We will win Academy Awards because Ryan's voice, Garen Keillor's writing style, and your shared diary experience is America. It's America. It's America. America. It makes America great again.
The Nicholas Sparks ending was...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was on the toilet crying. Joey came in with a pillow so he could, you know, lay down in the bathroom just waiting for his turn. And he looks up at me, tears in his eyes, and he pulls something out of his pocket. It was a wedding ring. He opened it for him right there, right then and there.
Oh, my
moment.
God, Joe.
Yeah.
All right, everything about that story was true, except for the last part. I didn't have a pillow.
So did it sound something like this?
There was a lot of hot dogging going on.
There was hot dogging going on. And it's a situation like that, you got to try not to do what's called the tornado, and that's where, because you got to shit and puke at the same time.
Yeah.
So, you know, you pull your pants down to take a shit, and then you barf into your pants. Then you go, oh, okay, I've got to barf now. So without pulling your pants up, you just turn around and you try to barf, but that's when you shit on the barf in your pants. It's called a tornado. That didn't happen.
I really got my guys like a waste paper basket, I think. That was
What's it called when you're puking into the toilet and then that stuff splashes back up into your face?
It's called a flash.
I really hope that there's not a name for that, because I've discovered there's many other names for the various diarrheas. I worked under a guy and we were drinking all the time, and like you get diarrhea and he's like, you're not a true alcoholic until you've had the clear.
Oh Jesus.
And I'm like, clear. What the fuck is that? He's like, keep drinking, you'll see it. And then, by God, there was one day I had to go in the office, and I'm like, I basically, shit out. It was like water. It was like nothing was there. There's no, fiber or, animal material. There was nothing there. It was just a film on top of the water in the toilet bowl.
Did you guys make eye contact and just both nod at each other?
No, I just went to him, and I almost felt proud. I was like, I just had to clear, and he looked at me, and it was the dismay in his voice. Face was like, oh my God, he's gone down the dark path, and that was a true moment. I'm sorry, I've been drinking a little bit this evening, so I'm just gonna wander off into my zones.
Well, Jason, I hear the Roik's up.
Yeah, we're done.
Way.
Yeah, we're good.
That's too bad. I had an argument for cancellation. And
oh,
everything.
I'm so sorry. Here's the thing: we're over time, and unfortunately, the fuckers who host our website won't let me post huge files, so we have to live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so can you save it for next time? Is that going to be an issue?
Oh, Mr. No, we're fine.
Okay, I'm really sorry.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
I do have another disgusting story.
Well, then you have to be on.
Save it till next time.
Can she be? Can you be on Monday, LP?
Tuesday I can.
Tell you what, is it possible, Joe, for you to record her in absentia?
We could maybe record a story and present it.
If it works. If it doesn't, we'll figure out how to get you on.
Lady. Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday.
All right.
Maybe. And if you could send various button phrases that you would like me to say, we can set that up.
Record some Ryan buttons. That'd be fun.
Shoot, I'm trying to log onto a website and it's fucking with me.
I want to hear a gross, disgusting Jason story.
Yeah, what's going on, man? You gotta share.
Okay, so this one time I got up from sleep and I went to the bathroom and I started going pee, and I swear to God, half an hour later I'm looking at my watch going, when is this fucking pee gonna end? My wife walked in and she said, I thought you were joking, and she looked at my at the bowl that was overflowing. She's like, fuck you, and she walked out.
Nice.
Health, ladies and gentlemen.
Health.
Nice.
It's disgusting. All right.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
And this has been JBC, the health.
No, don't use my real name, man. My real name is Raimondo.
Thank you, Raimondo.
Raimondo.
You can be Raimondo and not eat refried beans.
Raimondo.
Yes. I'm the only Irish Raimondo that exists in the world.
Your name is Brad. Bradley and your sandwiches.
Yeah. And I have a son-in-law named Jeff.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
All right, well, we're having fun over here, but we're going to have to say goodnight.
I don't want to say goodnight. I miss Jason. Can we just keep going? This doesn't have to... Can we just continue to talk, and these could be, the fallen bits? It could be...
The fallen bits.
It could
bits.
Be the JBC... it could be the clipped foreskins or something. I don't know. You guys love to be like really gross, and we could do these little they store them.
No, really, it's a thing where people come to the house and do it. Right?
There's a serious blood libel that is involved with foreskins and satanic rituals. So they humanely dispose of them
stop
like everything
the
else.
History Channel.
Really?
Stop.
Do you hear this? This is serious resistance to the end of the show.
It's true. Yeah. Unfortunately,
the show cannot end.
The music is finished, and the cricket is still going. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you guys one, two,
no,
three more seconds.
Don't do
okay.
It. Yeah. Don't do it.
Hamburgers with ketchup!